Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is April 4, 2026. Key stories set the tone. A large Solana exploit, OCC trust charters, Schwab's planned spot listings and rising miner liquidations. Market overview. Bitcoin is trading near $67,000 with strong volume, while ETF inflows have resumed even as JP Morgan reports crypto flows fell to $11 billion in Q1 2026, about one-third of last year. Policy developments. The OCC issued conditional federal trust charters to 8 crypto firms including Coinbase, Circle, Ripple, BitGo, Fidelity, Paxos, Bridge and Crypto.com, signaling deeper integration of custody and stablecoin services into regulated banking rails. The Independent Community Bankers of America publicly opposed Coinbase's approval. On-chain and institutional flows, Solana's Drift protocol was exploited for roughly $285 million and on-chain investigators flagged up to $420 million in alleged USDC compliance lapses, while Drift sent messages to wallets tied to the exploit. Miners are increasing liquidations. Riot sold 3,778 BTC in Q1. Roughly $290 million, to fund a strategic pivot. Market structure and venues. Charles Schwab plans to offer spot Bitcoin and Ether trading in H1 2026, a change that could broaden retail and institutional access. Binance led Q1 derivatives volume at roughly $4.9 trillion and Hyperliquid entered the top 10 platforms, while Metaplanet holds a large Bitcoin position with an estimated $1.5 billion unrealized loss as it pursues a long-term 100,000 BTC target. Watch list. Track Bitcoin price and liquidity as miner sales, Schwab's planned spot listing and U.S. regulatory moves interact with residual selling from the Drift exploit. Those flows and custody rulings are the near-term catalysts for market repricing. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.